Who wants a cookie? A Christmas cookie? Well, we got some for you. Clint Black and Lisa Hartman Black. Some delicious sweet treats. They're going to be joining us on the podcast. They were in the studio with us. Amazing, fun, goofy, silly, talented people. And we absolutely love and adore them. They're going to be on the podcast right after the end of the closing jingle. Also, the crazy coupon lady, Joni Deemer, joins us. You don't want to miss out on either one of those. So listen to the podcast all the way through, even past the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast,
oh, the podcast,
the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Is it working, Patrick? Yes, okay, yes. Thank you. All right, everybody.
Merry Christmas!
It is our final podcast of the year before before we go on our Christmas break and get a little time with our families. So thank you for tuning in to the podcast and having us on. And
took so long to set up. D's already gone.
Yeah, he's coming back. No, he's not bailed. He went and called his dad. We're doing the podcast again, sponsored by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Carson, hey, she just walked in. That's Patrick.
With Baby Yoda.
You have Baby Yoda with you?
Of course they do.
Oh, look how cute. That's awesome.
Probably today's Baby Yoda picture is going to be him watching us do the podcast.
Oh, that's fine.
Sure.
That's cool. What do you do? What happened to the picture we took yesterday?
It's on Twitter.
Oh, nice. I have not been on social media at all today. Just a little heads up for those of you who are watching on Facebook, you're missing out on some really cool stuff. We have an interview with Clint Black and Lisa Hartman Black in the studio that we're going to put at the end of the podcast, right at the end of the closing jingle. Also, Joni Deemer, the crazy coupon lady, who I have an absolute total internet crush on. Oh, she's taking the picture.
You can keep talking.
Because she's like the perfect woman. She's here to save money. She is here to make sure that we're not wasting money on frivolous, goofy stuff. And she's amazing. And she was a great interview. And the fact that, you know, Carson and her are kind of like kindred spirits is pretty cool, too.
Just get everything cheap, man. Get it cheap.
I didn't realize how much. Okay, like you guys were talking about stacking. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that you could do that. So basically what that is you look for stuff on sale, and then you have coupons for that same thing. So you get it not only on sale, let's say it's 25% off, and you have a 20% coupon. Now you got 45% off. That's crazy.
Yeah, sort. I mean, they take the percentage off after they've taken the first percentage off. I'm just saying mathematical that way. But yeah, if you have something like a digital coupon, sometimes those can be used with manufacturer's coupons. So if your store says, hey, we'll give you $1 off for buying this, but then you also have a coupon for it that came in your circulars, you can that way get more money off. And so you want to look at deals like that. And she explains a lot of it in depth on that website. So it's a fantastic resource if maybe your 2021 resolution is to save some money.
And
or to have
a
stockpile.
Interview, so you get to hear it as soon as we're done talking.
Yeah. And
also Clint Black.
I follow her now. I get emails. I get like 2 emails a day from her. Here's a deal. Here's what's going on so you know what's happening. Because I signed up for it when we had her on the show. And now I'm like, or when I found out she was coming on the show. So now yesterday and today I've already gotten like 3 emails. I'm like, yes, it's going to save me some money. Am I the only one?
Yeah, I'm more excited about Clint Black. That was the coolest.
It really was.
That was so cool.
Clint Black,
I want to be friends with Clint Black. Like, how do I,
you kind of are.
I know I kind of am, but now really, like, you know, we should just hang out, watch football.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
I mean, I would love to be friends with Lisa.
Yeah.
So we had
you and Lisa hit it off.
We did. We were talking because, like, you guys were just blah, 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 blah.
She walks out into Carson's studio and was just talking to Carson for like 10 minutes
while Clint
was still in here telling dad jokes. It was awesome.
I don't know which is better. The fact that Clint sat in here and told dad jokes with us for 30 minutes after the interview.
At least 15 minutes.
It was great.
He just hung out.
And I kind of wish we'd have just, I almost wanted to say, dude, let's just go back on the air. Because there was some real funny stuff. And everybody was like.
He lets his guard down, you know.
Yeah, everybody was like, I didn't realize Clint Black was so funny and Lisa was funny. And,
right.
You know, they actually are really, really cool together, too. They kind of play off each other well.
Mm-hmm. I said that to them, that I obviously they're still in love all these years later, but their genuine affection for each other is really
fake.
I think it's wonderful to watch, and it gives me hope. Thank you, Patrick.
You think it's fake?
I was kidding.
I was about to say, man, they're faking really good if that's a fake.
Oh, yeah. If they're faking, they're faking good.
I mean, they were the owls they're on The Masked Singer, and that was cool. And that whole, and we never even talked about that. We had a man. Yeah. We had them in, what, a week and a half, two, 3 weeks after the their unveiling?
Their big reveal.
And we never even mentioned it.
Man, I couldn't care less about The Masked Singer.
I love The Masked Singer.
I watched one episode of it because it was forced to on Thanksgiving because my brother had it on at his house. And goodness, it was just so stupid. Why? And all the buildup to the fact that it was the broccoli or whatever it was Paul Anka. And I'm like... Oh my God, I could not possibly care less.
The big reveal was that Paul Anka was still alive.
I know. I'm like, oh, wow. I'm like, they're trying to sell it hard. Like, anybody under 50 gives two craps who Paul Anka
is. Also, there's no way that was where their minds went to. Because you always get at least one of the judges who guesses right, and you're like, somebody gave him that answer.
Oh, they weren't
like, oh, but he's Canadian.
They were like, oh, yes. Paul Angus can shut up. I think
also in defense of that, I think the judges know the whole time because some of their guesses are so bad and they're so bad on purpose.
Can I tell you my Paul Anka fun fact?
You have a fun fact about Paul Anka?
Well, it's not really him. Do you know who his daughter is married to?
No.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, you know why I know that? Because they told us that at the end of that stupid Masked Singer episode.
I heard him doing an interview and he was talking about his famous father-in-law, and that's how
so stupid.
Who's his father-in-law?
No, Jason Bateman. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was a Paul Anka joke.
Another Paul Anka joke.
Yeah, see? The hits keep coming, man. we're about to go on vacation. I'm very excited to get out of the studio. I will be so excited to start my vacation next week. But, 2-3 days into it, I'll be ready to come back to work, and I will be bugging Patrick like crazy.
I'm blocking all of your calls. I'm not even kidding. So annoying. Go on vacation. Be a normal person.
I am the worst.
You are the worst.
Like, I always say, I need a vacation. I'm tired. I need a break. No, what I need is just a weekend, a nap. I need just a weekend to sleep and stay in bed, and then I'm done for the next 6 months. That's all I need. I don't need vacations and
you know
trips
what used to be great? Bubby used to go out of town for like his whole vacation, and then there was no chance that he'd show up randomly and start reading sweepers to me.
Right.
Let me tell you guys behind the scenes here is that Bubba writes all of the stupid little things that David Angel says, and they're great, okay? They really are. Most of them are great.
It takes 10 to get one.
But the way they sound in Bubba's head is funny. And sometimes the way that David Angel reads it and then turns it into a thing is funny. Sometimes it's a disconnect. Sometimes Bubba wasn't funny to start with. But you know what's not funny? Bubba reading them in his Bubba voice, trying to sell it. And standing in my office just reading sweepers to me. And what's amazing is that Bubba is completely either oblivious or just doesn't care. I don't know which one it is. To the fact that I'm not amused by it. I've never been amused by it. I never have. And so it's amazing. 20 years of Bubba reading sweepers to me, and I have never gone, wow, that is awesome.
He's hurting my heart. Do you see what he's doing?
I feel personally
attacked.
These aren't secrets. This is just...
I feel attacked. Bubba, I feel like... I feel like I just...
But I do want to say, and I'm not just being nice. I'm being serious.
Here comes the compliment, the sandwich.
Bubba's great at writing these, but at reading them, not so much. No, I'll happily listen to them when they get them back from Dave. Or you could just give them to me, and I would read them and hear them in my head. And they'll be. But Bubba will just stand there and just keep reading. And everyone falls flat, and I go,
Can you read some for me now, Bubba?
Yes.
I feel left out.
Give me a moment, let me see here. I'm going to have to go to my...
See, the thing is, because you really undersold Gary the Emotional Emu. Yeah. So now I'm thinking you could be very wrong about Bubba reading liners.
No, I promise I'm not.
Gary
not,
the Emotional
because
Emu,
because I told you from the beginning that Gary was terrible and great at the same time. But it was so terrible that it neutralizes the greatness.
I don't know. Oh, dang it. I don't know if I have any of these.
You don't have a sent email where you sent it to Dave?
Oh, yeah, let me do that.
Yeah, there you go. So So,
got Baby Yoda looking for them.
Oh my gosh. Just
thank you, Baby Yoda.
He's helping.
Every little bit.
No, I don't think I have it, man. Aww. I'm sorry.
Patrick,
how do you not have sent emails
in Hotmail?
In Hotmail. Just go to send.
Because it's Hotmail and nobody's updated it since 2008.
No,
like they don't even service Hotmail anymore. No. They're like, oh my God, are you people still using this?
I love my Hotmail, man.
Bubba's straight up using Hotmail. But I would make more fun of him. But you know what? My main email is an AOL.com email.
It's like my dad. I will forward him emails when I'm taking trips to see them. And I'm like, oh, I sent you my flight itinerary. And he's like, I didn't get it. Oh, did you send it to my Gmail? Yeah, because this is 2020. Oh, I need you to send it to my Hotmail.
No.
Sorry. What, Dad? Do you want me to get the DeLorean out? And come on, Hotmail.
I think my wife uses Hotmail, too.
Really? I'm like 90%. Is there even an app for Hotmail?
Yes, there is. It's called Mail. And what you do is you just hook it up and you put it on your mail app.
Okay, so they don't have an actual Hotmail app the way Gmail does.
I don't know, to be honest with you. I have no idea. I just know that it works and it's the same thing. Look, I'm an OG. I am an OG.
How's your Zune?
Oh, yeah, my wife, it is Hotmail. Her Gmail is the one she's just like your dad. She's like, I didn't get it. Where'd you send it? I'm going to send it to your Gmail. Oh, gosh, don't send it to my Gmail. I'm like, why? You know everyone else in the world is using Gmail now or Outlook. Why are you using Hotmail?
I tried Gmail for a while, but you know what? Everybody was still emailing me at the Hotmail address. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go there because that's where everybody knows
my
stuff
is. Anytime you email me anything, it goes to my junk folder. Not even clutter. Outlook looks at it and goes,
Outlook goes,
Hotmail,
and you know what the sad thing is? Outlook is owned by Microsoft, which also owns Gmail. Even Outlook is like, no one using Hotmail for real.
I found out why I couldn't find them. I was looking in a folder. So now, yes, I do have some of the lines here.
Okay, so again, just to set up, this is what Bubba writes these and sends them to Dave Angel.
But before I send them,
fabulous job of reading these.
Before I go to David Angel and say, hey, here's the new lines for the show, the little sweepers as we call them or whatever. I run them by Patrick or Big D. I don't really run them by Carson because she's always busy doing stuff.
Yeah, but you know what? You usually run them by D, who's a lot better at being nice to you than I am. That's his superpower.
But now you can run them by me.
Carson
I'll start
probably,
doing that.
You know what?
Well, Carson and I actually, Carson because be Carson person. Writes the stuff for her show. And I'll go to her every so often. I'm like, hey, do you have any new ones? And she's
like, I've been lazy about it, so I need to get that done for the new year.
Like, I'll just walk into Patrick's office and I'll be like, let's see. I'll just go, hey, dude, what do you think about this? Proudly shaped like snowmen. It's actually Big D and Bubba. And you'll
that
be
was
like,
my favorite one.
That is a really good one.
Yeah, because really we're good. Round and, you know, bulbous. I and like I'm like, that. What do you think? And he's usually like, uh-huh. I'm like, no, dude. Well, okay, what about this one? Reindeer approved and Rudolph's pick for best morning show at Christmas or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm always
and
like,
he'll shoot it down.
Okay.
Or
stop reading these, please.
What?
Love
well, you asked me a moment ago to read them.
No, and I mean, that's me in my office usually muttering that to myself.
I gotcha.
Oh, he's going to keep going.
Well, there's some that didn't work. Like during Halloween, I did the Big D and Bubba show is currently running on a skeleton crew. And it didn't translate well.
Really? Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it didn't.
That's
it didn't
so
really.
Sometimes
it didn't
you
really
don't
work.
Know what Dave's gonna or, get. Like, yeah, sometimes it just doesn't work with his delivery.
I actually had to send one back to him because I sent one saying, you know, it'd be great if they made filters for real life, and he sent back, it'd be great if they made photo filters for real life. I'm like, that's not what we're calling them these days.
No, sorry there, Dave. People do not.
So I get it. Sometimes it's. Yeah.
I tried to do a play on Hot Mess, and it sounds like he's saying Hot Mess, like it's Big D and Bubba Show is a haunt mess, you know, kind of thing. Oh. And it was. It sounds like he's saying Big D and Bubba Show is a hot mess, which it is.
I mean, let's be honest. He probably looked at that and thought it was a typo because he knew what it meant. He knew what you meant.
Well, anyway.
For those people who only listen to the podcast, can you play like a really good example of one of these?
Of what David does?
Of what David does. Because some people, if you only listen to the podcast, you probably have no idea what we're talking about.
I don't know. Like, here we go. Let me put this up here.
This is the Big D and Bubba Show, based on a true story.
See, like that.
I like that.
Because we're based on a true story.
I guarantee you that's better than the version Bubba read to me.
I walked in his office and said, hey, what about this? What if I did like a Big D and Bubba based on a true story?
And
Patrick went,
all right. Always the same reaction.
Aw.
I'm not good at hearing it at when he reads. I'm just not. Like,
I get no love, man.
It's not really that. It's
I need Baby Yoda. Over. I wish you guys could see Carson's hiding behind the monitor over here, and she's got her little Baby Yoda, and she's hugging
it
on it.
So much.
Yeah. It Baby Yoda's like... getting more love than I'd get. I mean, that's the bad thing. Anyway.
Yeah. He's my little dude.
What else do we have?
Oh, some guy decided he was going to own me because I keep posting about Baby Yoda. He's like, it's Grogu.
Oh, no, he's trying to call it. It's always going to be Baby Yoda.
Exactly.
To me.
And I go, if you read the descriptions of the toys, it still says Baby Yoda in them. Yeah. They still say that. So I'm like, I'm very aware of what the character is. I watch The Mandalorian every Friday, and then usually three times after I've watched each episode at least four times, I know it's Grogu. Stop thinking you're owning me.
Grogu is a terrible name.
It is. It's
and
so bad.
I am a Star Wars. I'm a Star Wars fan.
I know.
And when I heard Grogu, I went, "Are you serious?
Give it a cuter name like Groggle."
Well, that's probably
you know.
What they were trying to stay away from is something cute because eventually Grogu's going to turn into.
I've got
you know,
a Grogu in my throat. Yeah, it just sounds bad.
It's just a terrible name. Like, they could have called him Yogurt or something.
Yogurt.
Just something a little silly, you know.
I'm just plain Yogurt.
Dude, that would have been a nice little fan
really
service.
Really, a callback to Spaceballs?
Yes. Yes, because how many Star Wars fans
love
Spaceballs?
Spaceballs?
That's what I'm saying. So it would have been a nice little callback, and everybody would have thought, hey, you know what? That's cool. Easter eggs, man. We love that.
Yogurt. We're all on the shelf. Like, what do you want for Christmas this year? Yogurt. It's worse than Grogu.
By the way, a lot of people have been reaching out on Facebook saying they use Hotmail still. So I don't feel bad at all.
I will give you my AOL email address and you can email me there. I will never see it. I'm just telling you right now. I get somewhere around 600 emails a day at that address. I've been using it since 1997.
Oh, wow.
So the number of it's the email I use to sign up for crap that I don't want to see the crap for. So it's my username for my ESPN fantasy football account and all like everything I've ever signed up for. I use that as my username.
Well, don't give it out because then
it'll
get
even. I'm not giving
it.
I'm just saying, and that's why I still have it though, because when I need to find something like forgot password and I know it's going there and I send it. But I don't use it for everyday correspondence, personal business, nothing. It's literally just the repository of all subscriptions and signups of all time.
I have that. I have an email address specifically for coupon codes and when I have to sign up for things like that. And then
I should do that. I don't do it. I don't think that far. Instead, I just deal with deleting spam all day.
Oh, yeah. See, it goes straight in there, and that way I can just search by a keyword. I also am really bad about if the stores ask me for a phone number, I give them one at a radio station I used to work at. And I only had one. Somebody goes, well, that sounds like the number to a radio station. I'm like, no kidding. Because the end is very obviously.
Yeah, it's call. I mean, it's a frequency.
Dial position. Yeah. So.
All right. Hey, I got a sweeper for you, Patrick. I'm going to come into your office and I'm going to say.
Deciphered from crop circles. It's Big D and Bubba.
Like, that's the dumb stuff I'll walk in.
And you know what? It's still better. It's still better when Dave reads it. Now, you guys imagine Bubba just coming in. And Bubba always does this kind of voice where he's like, deciphered from crops. He's trying to do like a Dave imitation.
Well, I can't do that. That's not my
thing. It's bad.
Deciphered from crop circles.
That's exactly what I
do. Or whatever. Yeah, I end up turning into like some growly dude whenever I try to do them.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so there's a show on Netflix called We Are the Champions. Mm-hmm. It's a documentary series.
Okay.
All right. And it's these weird
sports.
Weird competitions, you know. And they're bizarre. But it's one of these things that's easy to watch. Like when we don't want to look for something to watch or we don't want to get too heavy and we're just eating dinner real quick, Viv and I'll put that on and watch an episode. And I kept thinking the announcer sounded familiar. And I realized I looked it up. It's Rainn Wilson from The Office and everything. But he's not himself. He's doing the John Facenda. So he's basically trying to sound like the guy from NFL films back in the day. It's not even John Facenda. It's the guy who took over after him. I think his name was Harry Callis. And that's basically, he's doing an impersonation of that. He's doing that same delivery.
Is he doing it well, though?
He's doing it incredibly well that I kept thinking, gosh, this play, but he makes it. The narrator makes the show. And I was like, wow, the narrator's really good. And because he treats it super serious just like they do in NFL films.
Yeah.
So he's talking about dog dancing or about, you know, people who run down a hill and chase a wheel of cheese and all this just crazy stuff. But he treats it with the seriousness of it's the Super Bowl and it's fourth down on the 2-yard line. But it's the best impersonation or the best homage to that delivery style I've ever heard.
I didn't know he had that in him. Like,
I had no idea.
Because some people do. Like, what's his name? I've almost said ventriloquist.
Frank Caliendo.
Frank Caliendo can pull off the announcer voice as well.
Mm-hmm. He can.
He can do the read.
Well. It's almost because he can't avoid being kind of whimsical and funny when he does it.
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice.
But yeah, if you want to hear how a narrator can make a show more interesting, it's all about the voiceover guy in that show.
Remember when I walked in your office and I said,
there are five types of people listening to the Big D and Bubba show. Those who can count and those who can't.
Remember that?
Wait for it.
No, that was it.
Wait for it. You get it yet? You guys, you get it? That's it. That joke was that bad.
I thought it was great. I thought it was great.
What?
Bubba, cute.
All day.
All day, air day. I would do it all day. I really would. Like, I'll be driving, and I'll have to text somebody something because I can't, you know, when you're driving, you can't write down or anything. You can't, unless you pull over. So I take my watch, and I'm like, text Big D, and I'll text him some dumb thing, and he'll say, what? And I'm like, just don't worry about it. And then I'll go back, and I'll fix it and, you know, fix my idea later. Wow.
Ones are the ones that they're so bad that we don't even agree to let him send them to Dave to pay to get done. So we obviously can't play you those, but he'll come in and just some horrible pun that none of us can, with a straight face, tell him is okay. It's like, no.
Honey badgers are not as delicious as they sound.
That's pretty great. See?
That's so weird.
That one.
What's weird about it?
I got to tell you, that
really?
One lost me.
Really? Bubba, I have to tell you what's weird about it. You know it's weird. That's
honey
why
badgers sound delicious. If somebody 5 years ago would have gone, would you like some honey badgers? You'd have been like, sure. Looks like bear claws. Like, doesn't it kind of make a breakfasty kind of feel? No? Okay, maybe not.
What? Okay.
Would you like a honey badger? Sure I would.
That accent really helping your case.
All right. Well, I guess we did lose Big D.
Yeah, we did lose Big D. He gave me a note. He had to go take care of something. So.
Okay. Well, guys, thank y'all for listening to the podcast. I'm sorry it's short here on Facebook.
I'm actually surprised the podcast. I thought it was going to go on forever because Big D wasn't here to go. All right. Anything else?
I have stuff to do, too. I've got to go. No, I've got to go let my dog up.
So that's how you know Big D's done.
My wife has left for the weekend. They're going. She and the kids are going with her mom somewhere. And so I have to take care of the animals today. And I have to get outside before her dog. We have that dog that's in a diaper.
Oh, God.
You know, so she doesn't pee on the carpets and all that kind of stuff. Well, the bad thing is it's got a little hole for her tail to pop out of. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what else pops out of a little hole by her tail? So if I don't go home and let this creature out, I will find little nuggets on the floor.
Right now, in case my wife hears this and in case she doesn't, I can come back to it. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing what he's doing.
The diaper.
If you get a dog that wears a diaper, first of all, not in my house. Second of all, if that ever, I'm not, you take it with you. If you go out of town.
Agreed.
Take the dog in the diaper with you. Not leave that with me.
You know what's bad, too, is what if I let it out and like a coyote eats it? Then she's going to think I did it on purpose. I'm going to be like, I didn't do it on purpose.
Well, I mean, you did kind of just tell us what if.
It was nature.
It's going to be very incriminating.
I mean, what would she think if I let it out?
Amazingly, the security cameras turn off at that moment. No footage.
Epstein's dog did not kill itself. I mean, think about it. What would happen?
This is the same guy when he heard there was a hawk in the neighborhood that was picking up random dogs. He was like, oh, yeah, I could bring Stacy's dog outside.
He's like throwing raw meat on the ground.
I took the invisible fence collar off. I'm like, go ahead, see what happens.
Wretched.
You guys
don't think that's funny. You're just not, you're missing it.
Yes, it's humor,
it's
not hate. Humor,
come
not
on.
Hate. If you can't discern between the two, it's your fault, not ours. Okay, have a good one. We'll
right,
see you
bye,
soon.
Merry
Christmas, everybody.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. You can listen to the regular show on the radio.
every day. It was the podcast.
Hey, Clint Black in the studio with us, with the beautiful Lisa Hartman Black as well. This is our first time to have you in.
Yes.
Lisa, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us. I love all the red lights.
Inoculate her before we got here. Not from COVID or anything, but just, you know.
Just from us?
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, you know.
So she didn't catch the fat?
Listen, it's contagious. Look at the three of us.
I was thin before I started working with these guys. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I've tried to push some of mine off on her. It doesn't work.
Hey, I you know what came in the mail the other day? My Christmas ornament of you guys.
Aw.
I'm the weird guy who has a picture of other people on my tree. So I have, besides Santa Claus.
You know, that's a tradition that goes back, they think, to the 1100s. Of
putting you on their
us
tree.
Us on their tree. Yeah.
We look good, don't we?
Do you guys do the pickle thing on your tree? Where you hide the pickle?
No. What is the pickle thing?
Oh, it's a German. Yeah, this is some sort of disgusting joke. No, I can tell.
This is actually a German tradition. It goes way back to the 1100s.
Ask her when you get home. Yeah, no, it's a thing. They hide a pickle on a Christmas tree, and different people do it differently, but whoever finds the pickle gets
the pickle.
The pickle. And some other extra gifts. I don't know. But now
that's why the pickle's yours.
That's why you see the pickle ornaments. You've never seen the pickle ornaments around? No?
I've seen a pickle.
I really think you are.
No, it's a legit thing.
He's not creative enough pickled. To make this up.
I'm you not.
Know, you've
not.
Never noticed the pickles until now.
Now it's
now that you're going to see them all over. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, it is a thing.
I'm thinking, no, I'm not going.
We're getting pickles on the way home.
I really have nothing. You know what I was thinking on the way over here is, does the dentist look into Bubba's mouth and say, look at all that Bubba gum? That's the sort of stuff I was thinking about.
Wow. All right, Clint Black, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming by. Clint, it's always good to see you. And Lisa, you can stay, but... and then Bubba gum. Bubba
gum. I can't believe Bubba never made that joke. That's a Bubba joke.
I went ahead and I'm changing the subject back to the Christmas pickle. Lisa, am I making this up?
We're looking at the Christmas pickle on Wikipedia. Yeah. You know, it's right there.
There it is.
Oh my God, it's disgusting.
It's a real thing. So there.
Okay.
All right. Hey, congratulations on the new song with you guys, Till the End of Time.
Thanks.
It's so beautiful, and you guys sound so good together. I don't know if you've noticed, Lisa, but next to you is Carson with her your husband's face
on her shirt.
I do have my Clint Black t-shirt on. So, and I did have friends who offered to try to send me a Lisa t-shirt.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, that they, I know some people that are super fans.
And
they
were like,
I couldn't get it FedExed in time. It was people that were not local. So
and it was probably your friend who would, which means that means they were smaller, and I would have looked like a stuffed sausage. In the Lisa, your face would have been deformed on my body.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for sparing us.
No, I just didn't want to mess you up. Could you imagine? Could you imagine somebody wearing a shirt of you and it's all overstretched?
Oh, I bet you've seen it.
Oh yeah!
Oh my God! That's it.
Oh my!
Somebody like me shows up in a medium.
I'm a huge fan. Huge fan.
Yeah,
we can tell.
I'm your biggest fan ever.
Yeah. Well, those Knots Landing days. Those were the spandex days, right?
Yes. Yes.
The spandex version.
So, what are you guys gonna do? What's your Christmas plans?
Eating.
You guys,
what are we doing?
We actually haven't thought that far ahead because, you know, we're waiting to hear from the governor.
Yeah,
mayor.
Happened. Yeah,
see what you can do.
What we can and can't do.
Yeah. Actually, that makes a lot of sense.
We're going to stay close to home, and we are not sure if any family's coming in because the governor and the mayor. So we don't really know.
But we have a teenage daughter who keeps us very busy and on our toes, so to speak. So we're going to kind of let her dictate, right?
We're trying to wait to figure out what she wants to do that we can shoot down and say no to.
Exactly.
How was the Ryman show?
It was all right.
Okay. All right. All right. It's different now, right? It's,
meh.
It's
you know, we the crowd was great. You know, I imagine they were all smiling under the masks.
Yeah.
As a performer, you come out and there's feedback, you know. I mean, yeah. And that's kind of not there, but it is there. It's just a different there. And so
they're clapping with their eyebrows. Yeah. They're like doing this.
I imagined them all naked under their masks. And that helped.
So you saw their faces?
Really.
Ew. Ew. Do you guys think that we'll ever get away from? There will be a percentage of the population who will never not go out with a mask.
Oh my God.
Even once this is done.
You know, when we did a USO tour in Japan and we walk around and we see, I don't know, what
and
percentage?
This was way before COVID. After
like
SARS.
A year before COVID, yeah.
And probably, there were people, I'd say 15, 20% of the people walking around in the city had masks on.
But I thought it was great there because I asked somebody, I said, why are all these people wearing masks? And they said, that means they have a cold and they're trying to keep you from getting it. And I was like, well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
So if you have a cold and you're American, wear your mask. I thought that was nice. But if you're healthy, I think you should be able to walk around without it.
Yeah. I have some friends, and I think even if they're well, they should just, you know, look.
They're just ugly.
They're disgusting, and they don't want to get any of it on you.
Cover it up.
I do notice that people are better looking now because I can't see their whole face.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just saying.
Remember the close talker guy we used to work with and be like, oh, my gosh, this guy needs to get up. Masks are great for close talkers.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I think women are putting on more. Women miss lipstick. That's what I hear a lot. And so they're putting on more eye makeup. So everybody looks kind of drag queen-y, you know?
Look at the eyes on her.
Exactly. It's like, whoa.
I don't know if you noticed, Clint, but we put a guitar near you because we assume you can't resist picking it up.
He's done well. Like
I know. He really has kind of kept away from it. He hasn't. Oh, now he's picking it up.
Looks like y'all plugged this one in.
Is it tuned and everything?
It is tuned as far as I know.
What? Patrick just tricked him.
Yeah, it's not really
Maybe
great
it's not tuned.
we did some notes on it. Not sure if they're the right ones.
It was tuned, just not by someone who knows that.
I tuned it, and it is tuned Bubba to K. It's in K.
Clint's manager said, well, we're not going to do any performances this time. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. But then I thought, what if I just put a guitar in?
I don't know.
Do you have any spare harmonicas lying
it's
around?
It's like, yes, God, we do, we actually.
Did. Listen to this. Tell me what this chord is. That's a G demolished.
I don't know.
That's a musician joke.
That's very inside. Yeah.
Three or four guitar players laughed.
James Taylor.
Yes.
Yeah, James
Taylor.
Wow.
You win nothing.
That was Big D who guessed that.
Yeah, I'm a huge James Taylor fan.
Yeah, me too. I can play James Taylor all day long.
Uh-oh.
James, you seen him in concert with that big giant machine that he puts on stage that just...
Does it make bubbles?
Plays drums,
it plays a drum. It just makes... It's just a giant... Doof, doof, doof,
yeah,
doof.
One year I saw they just sort of rolled out a little... like an 8-track or a half-inch tape machine. And when he would get to the chorus, he was doing a song by himself, and when he would get to the chorus, he would press a button and the reels would start rolling and it would be the background vocals.
So he would do
Shower the People.
So he would do the actual show with the tape of the backgrounds on stage and very transparent about it.
Yeah, the portions of this next song.
No,
were,
I've seen so many people
pre-recorded.
I mean, as you guys know, a lot of times, and people don't realize this, when you're watching somebody live on stage, a lot of times their vocals aren't even live. It's it's really
track.
It's
you're playing with tracks.
Yeah,
I didn't think you could tell.
Sometimes.
Well, when
you're
singing and your lips aren't moving, we've figured it out.
My wife made me take her to Madonna one time, and it was terrible. But the whole thing was tracked except for two songs, and you could tell.
Oh, and she was three hours late too.
Oh yeah, it was one of the worst events I've ever been to. Yeah. I'm like, what are we doing here?
See, there's a George Jones joke right there. And try to say insert George Jones joke.
That's hard to say. It's a lot of J sounds.
No show Jones.
Yeah.
James Taylor's one of those guys that when you Here, you could start any James Taylor song, and I'll tell you what it is.
No.
Do me wrong, do me right. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were going to say it.
By the way, I'm here for Clint Black making fun of us. That is right, literally why
we
I showed
Clint
up today.
Clint and Lisa Hartman Black in studio, and Big D is singing.
Sincerity is just too yucky, I think, if I could have said. Lisa, that's really nice.
Lisa,
and I mean, I knew him when he was Big F, so, you know, I can say this stuff.
So great. What do you guys like hang out and sing at the house for no reason? Like, no. Just like, oh, and he picks up a guitar. And
he's got
just
this
start...
rig set up in the kitchen. What
Not
is
the
it?
Kitchen. It's in the den, it's which is adjacent. But it bleeds into the kitchen.
Yeah, a lot. It's very loud. But he'll plug it
on
in.
The volume knob.
And go crazy. And
yeah, yeah, so I get in there play, and I'll stand around in the kitchen with a guitar and play, you know, my favorite James Taylor songs and try to get her to join in.
So James Taylor is one of your favorites. What about Lisa's?
I like anything. I mean, anything he plays.
I mean, like, what do you love that he plays?
Oh, well, I love Foreigner, which he won't play. I'm a big
like Hot Blooded.
Urgent sax solo. I'm like gone. What do you play? Yeah, there's some like Mac McAnally. There's an old one you do that yeah. I love. But really, anything. I mean, it's just kind of any excuse.
We'll do the old Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
James Taylor's easier to
it's
harmonize.
Easier
it's easier
to remember
for me to
James
jump in.
Than I love only you.
So we do that. Or...
Well, I like to drive my car. And, wow.
Okay, wow.
Suddenly, I stepped out into the parking garage.
Well, no, I did that. I thought you were going to go, so I was like, turn up the echo.
I love it. Yeah.
Put the echo on there, because it sounds really good.
Noah, I want you to build an ark.
Oh, so great. At least the last time he came in, we begged him to do the Galaxy song.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, I woke up this morning, and I knew that... you guys were coming in, and all first thing in my head was just
Code. Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Every time I did the same thing, by the way. I was,
did you
on my way in? I have no radio, no music. Well, I was just singing the Galaxy song to myself, excited because Clint Black was going to be here.
So good. I love that.
It's one of those songs. It's so there's so many. It's really tough lyrically, but somehow I always seem to remember it. And I knew that was y'all's favorite. You know, we did that last time, and I was thinking, you know, what would be the version if it didn't come to me? Oh. You know, just remember that you're standing on a you're 100 million miles an hour. Something. Lots of numbers.
Yeah.
Because if you get lost in that one,
that's a tough one.
It's like being in the middle of an algebra problem and just suddenly you don't know 2 + 2.
Yes.
You know, it's so crazy. So I got to tell you, I was in Scotland and we were doing these tours. And you go to these things. My wife is on an Outlander tour. Do you watch Outlander?
Mm-mm. No, you should. Not yet.
Okay, it's a show about the sexy Scottish guy and time travel and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, we're there and we're doing the tour of this castle. And it was Winterfell, if I'm not mistaken. Well, it also was Camelot from Monty Python. So I was so excited about that. I was listening to instead of having the Outlander people do the audio tour, I was listening to John Cleese give me the audio tour.
Oh, that's cool.
So I think I was the only guy actually listening to that version because I have so much love for Monty Python and the Galaxy song and Clint Black.
And you eat jam and ham and Spamalot.
I do. Spamalot.
Oh my God!
I know
this is a silly place, really.
Yes, it's a very silly place.
We do. We actually have a minister of silly walks here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a story. I don't know if I ever told Clint, and I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Uh-oh.
That Good Lord. When I was a freshman in college, my roommate that they put me in the dorm with hated country music, couldn't stand it, and made it very plain that he hated country music. So he did something to tick me off one day, and then he went into the bathroom, which was between the two rooms, to take a shower, and as soon as he got into the shower, I thought, What is the countryest? If I hated country music, what would be the song that would just drive me up a wall? So I put the speaker right into the door of the bathroom, and I blared "Put Yourself in My Shoes." That had to be the countryest thing I had in my CD collection. And he was just screaming, "What is, why? Why is he yodeling?" Because it's country music, man.
That's right.
And we yodel sometimes.
And now this guy is a big fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm
just glad that wasn't a college story about experimenting.
No.
Well, there was a shower involved.
So I played nothing but the taillights. I'll show myself out.
There's so many jokes.
Yeah, so many. So little
too
time,
many jokes. They say.
Thanks for guys coming in. Appreciate it. The song "Till the End of Time," Clint and Lisa Hartman Black. And you can also follow him online on Twitter, Clint Black. And Lisa, I don't know what yours is. What is yours?
Is mine?
Yours is Lisa Hartman Black Official.
Okay.
Yes. And, thank you for asking.
I never know mine either. You sound like me. What is, Patrick, what is mine? I don't even know. Big D. Radio Big D.
Radio Big D.
I have both of them.
I want to be called Loretta.
Yes. Splitter.
I do.
So she remembers little things like that from these Monty Python movies, not because she watches them, but because I do them in the den. I'll do full scenes, you know.
That one I love, though. I do.
Yeah.
That I love.
I want to have a baby.
I
want to have a baby. You can't have a baby.
Oh.
You know, where's it going to gestate? I'm not doing the Cleese accent, but...
Yeah. You guys are the most adorable people I've ever met.
Oh.
Clint Black.
You go on.
That's as far as we
yes,
go.
Please.
Lisa Hartman Black, thank you guys. And
thank
I hope you,
you
have a great Christmas.
Thank
Always
you.
Fun. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you guys. Joni Deemer is the crazy coupon lady, and she's on the hotline now with us. Used to be kind of a, don't call me crazy, but man, you made a good living out of it, and you saved people a lot of money. What's up, Joni? How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Wonderful. A lot of people trying to save some money with groceries and shopping.
I don't know how I didn't even know this was a thing. Like I came to Carson and Big D the other day, and I was like, I found this crazy cool website, and they're like, oh man, dude, how did you not know this was around?
Millions of people.
So yeah, I was trying to tell them about it, and they ended up telling me about you.
Well, I'm glad that they told you, and I'm glad that you came to Crazy Coupon Lady. And really, what we're about, what we've always been about for the 11, almost 12 years that we've been in business, is about getting something at a price that you can afford and finding value wherever you shop. So in the beginning, it was about saving money at the grocery store. It was about wanting to build maybe a 30-day or 60-day supply of food to have on hand when I was living paycheck to paycheck. And it was my best friend who had this idea for couponing. She drugged me kicking and screaming with her. I thought it all sounded too good to be true. And when something sounds too good to be true, it's got to be. She proved me wrong. And then it felt so exciting what we'd figured out how to do that we wanted to share it with other people. And so that's how, you know, the crazycouponlady.com was born. And now today it's everything from the grocery store to holiday shopping. We are sort of just figuring out all of the ways there are to save. So if there's a great coupon out there, we're sharing that with you, but then we're also telling you where the best place to use it is. Or if there's a great promotion on Amazon on holiday toys that they're not really publicizing and it's hard to find, we're letting you know what that promotion is, what's participating in it, and how to kind of fill your shopping cart in such a way that you can save the most money for the holidays.
Yeah, I'm on your website right now, thecrazycouponlady.com, which, by the way, crazy is with a K. I'm looking at the stocking stuffers thing, and this is actually, there's some great ideas in here on how to stuff the stockings with some really cool stuff that your kids are going to love for cheap.
Well, thank you. So those are a great example of one of the promotions. You'll see there's a couple different ones, but it's whether it's like, you know, when you spend $50, you can save $10 instantly. Well, there's all these amazing stocking stuffers that are participating or buy two, get one free. Nobody knows Amazon does that kind of stuff. It's very difficult to find on their site. So we're trying to make, you know, confusing things simple on Crazy Coupon Lady and help you save time as well as money.
Carson, you did a lot of couponing, especially back in the day. How much did you save?
Yeah, I was working toward about 80% on every grocery order, and I think I was a lot like Joni, that I was I had like 3 part-time jobs. And so I needed to stretch that dollar as far as it would go, and I found couponing. And I think she'll agree with me on this. There's something, it's great when you save the money and you keep that in your bank account, but there's also such a rush when you save that money and you want to tell everybody, which is because a lot of people talk about your website and like, I can't believe you're sharing all these deals. It's like, you want to tell everyone, no, you can do this too. You can save this money.
There's absolutely something that's psychologically so satisfying about just knowing that you're like, you stretched the dollar as far as it could go and you, whatever it was. And the funny thing is, I think that a lot of people are familiar with this, whether it's on a purchase, like on my car and I haggled the right price, or my TV and I got this great Black Friday deal. It's actually the same all the way down to like laundry detergent. You know, like if you get like 4 bottles of laundry detergent for the price you used to pay for one, it's the same feeling.
I love this.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I am all about this. I'm trying to figure out ways to get my wife hooked on this. Like, this is great.
Crazy with a K, crazycouponlady.com. Also has a book out, which is hilarious. I love the name of it. Pick Another Checkout Lane, Honey, which is so great. So what is the average cost that a family of, let's say, 4 spends on groceries a month?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I think it's such a broad range. And even what you're tossing into that basket, a lot of the stats give you big numbers, whether it's, you know, $700 to $950 a month. I think that I know a lot of people that spend even less than what some of those averages say, but it's just about your habits, and it's about where you shop. You know, so many people that are interested in value make the choice to become a member at a Costco, a Sam's Club, a BJ's, and they'll shop exclusively there. And I don't like to hate on those stores because I'm a Costco member too, and I love it. But I think so many of those people that are looking for value, when you're shopping at one place and just trusting that they're taking care of you and getting you the best price on everything, that's when we all know, especially at those stores, your total can add up so rapidly that you can easily accidentally go spend more than $1,000 a month with only 2 or 3 trips. Mm-hmm. So what Crazy Coupon Lady is really about is we're trying to help you figure out where to shop and how to start small. And sometimes what that's going to look like is it's going to look like adding one new store. So if you're an exclusive Costco shopper or any of those clubs, I can tell you you're paying too much for your groceries. You need to add in at least one other store and start shopping more strategically there. It might even be something unexpected, like a drugstore, like a legit CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, whatever store you have in your area. Beginning to figure out their reward program and to use coupons along with it and to start getting household items for actual pennies on the dollar. And then all you do to your regular shopping habit, whether you're shopping at the Kroger or the Costco or wherever, is, okay, just stop buying non-food items there. Keep your food items, keep your meal planning. Like, you don't need to overhaul everything at once. But let's add in one store that's a little bit more strategic where you can really cut that bill down by 80%, like you were saying, that you've personally done. And then once you do that, you're going to be hooked. Mm. That's why I call this the Crazy Coupon Lady. I mentioned my best friend got into this. I kept telling her, I'm like, you're crazy. And then after it worked, I'm like, oh, my God, we're both, like, this is insane. This is crazy. Like, we're Crazy Coupon Ladies. Pick Another Checkout Lane, honey. Do not get behind me at checkout. This is crazy. And I will laugh at myself. And but it is. It's so exciting that it's addictive.
Can you do this if you're a self-checkout person? Because I usually just go to the self-checkout lane because there's never a line. Can you do it, or is it just not, feasible? Mm-hmm.
I would have killed for self-checkout lines 12 years ago when I started couponing. Honestly, the checkout is so intimidating, right? And again, that's why we played with the name of the book, because I'm trying to just poke fun. I'm a sarcastic person. I laugh a lot at myself. But self-checkout is a dream. You can largely, at most stores, get through most of the transaction. Anytime you're using coupons, it's going to require an override at some point. So the person who's overseeing the self-checkout area will almost always have to come over and manually do one piece. But it truly, all stores, even at, Target, there's literally a slot where you put your coupons. It's different than the cash slot or anything else. So they've got all of these things set up at the self-checkout, so you can absolutely take advantage of all of these couponing tactics at self-checkout. In fact, thanks to the side effects of this pandemic, many of these stores have accelerated their moves towards the convenience shopping. And you can even take advantage of some of these promotions and some of these coupons if you're using grocery pickup. That's not universal. That's not everywhere. But the fact that you can do that is brand new this year. And it's again, another thing that I hope will continue for years to come, help shoppers save time and money.
Well, one other thing I wanted to mention was we're going into the holidays, but I'm sure you have way more information on this. But I know for me, I have coupons that I look at the dates for after the holiday, and then I go raid the stores because the amount of markdowns that you can then use coupons on are insane.
Yeah. After Christmas clearance is like the second Black Friday.
It's our Super Bowl.
I totally feel you. Every year, listen, I can't personally do these, but every year, you know, people who've got like holding on to coupons for, I mean, candy, right? Like when all of the holiday candy, and this happens after every season, goes 75% off, and then you have a manufacturer coupon, you're basically getting it for free.
I always tell people Ziploc.
I have not enough self-control.
Like if you have Ziploc and storage containers, they have holiday ones. But if you have Ziploc coupons, you can use those after they've marked down. So that way you have storage stuff for months if you don't mind a snowflake on it.
I don't mind a snowflake.
No, wow. You'll have Olaf on your Ziploc bag.
Hey, I'm down with that. That's fine.
All right, the website is called thecrazycouponlady.com, and crazy's with a K. Joni, thanks so much. You also can pick up her book, Pick Another Checkout Lane, Honey. We have links there on the website. The Crazy Coupon
Lady. Thank you so much. And we're in the App Store too. Totally free app for iOS and Android. So just called Crazy Coupon Lady. You can find that too if you prefer that.
Save some money. Joni, thanks. Have a great one.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.